Good morning, my fellows, and welcome to the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Overeaters Anonymous, A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Amy G., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Maryland. Today's date is Thursday, May 2nd. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the chapter, There Is a Solution, on page 17. The third paragraph, one of my absolute favorites, starting with the tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution, ending in the great news of this book carries to those who still suffer from alcoholism. Today's readers are, and thank you to Team Thursday for May, Harlan G., Katie G., Tamara C., Ginger C., Joni C., and newcomer greeter Chris W., and the host for the second awesome unrecorded hour, Nancy C. The reference numbers for yesterday, Wednesday, May 1st, 7 a.m., 21,365. That's 21,365. And the 10 a.m. meeting yesterday, 21,366. OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask for Ginger C. to read the 12 steps. Please go ahead, Ginger.
One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you so much, Ginger C. I will now ask for Joni C. to read the 12 traditions. Please go ahead, Joni.
Good morning. This is Joni C., gratefully recovered but not cured from Minnesota. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, Each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you so much, Joni C. Okie dokie, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. If you go over, you'll hear me say time, or you'll hear the beeper in the background. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only, please. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study in the Big Book. We are on in the chapter 2, There Is a Solution. We are on the third paragraph, and I am going to ask Harlan G. to get us started. Please go ahead, Harlan. Can't wait.
Thank you very much, Amy. Thanks for your service. I am Harlan G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Again, I'm Harlan G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Scottsdale, Arizona. During my lifetime, I suffered from this disease from the time I was an infant. For as far back as I can remember, the number one topic of conversation was my weight and how much food I was eating and all the consequences that life was going to unmercifully dole on me for being fat. And I found out that every one of those consequences was predictably true. But there was something I didn't know. Number one, I didn't know a way out. And number two, I didn't know it was an illness. Well, when we read the line, we've discovered a common solution. Unfortunately, that's not as true today as it was then. Today, you've got a lot of different inputs, a lot of different things. But when I, for me, stick to this big book, stick to the methods in this big book, I recover. And not only do I recover from my eating disorder, but my life gets better and better and better and better. That we do have a common solution. It's exactly true. We have a way out in which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. And when we work this program together as a group, when we work this program together, it brings me closer to other human beings. And when I get closer to other human beings, it brings me closer to my Creator. God brought me to OA, and OA brought me to God, and that is one of the miracles of it. But the closer I get to God, the better my life works. And the better my life works, the more I want to get closer to God. And it says here, this is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. The book Alcoholics Anonymous, after thousands and thousands of years of there being no way out of alcoholism, no way out of any type of addiction, this book, Alcoholics Anonymous, has restored more compulsive overeaters, drug addicts, alcoholics, gamblers, love addicts, sex addicts, you name it, nicotine, internet, whatever that may be, back to society than all other known methods combined. It stands alone as a common solution and is indeed great news to those who suffer from alcoholism or any form of any addiction. We have something that is a proven, workable method. We have a proven, workable way of not only getting closer to God, which is unbelievable, but we get right with ourselves, we get right with God, and we get right with our fellow human being, so that the abstinence that we have, the program that we have, is a peaceful, happy program. We're not struggling. We're not feeling like we're carrying a load of bricks on our back. It is a happy way to live. It is the best way to live that I know of possibly. I thank you again for your service, Amy. I'm so glad to be here. I'm honored to be have read this paragraph, and thanks for letting me be of service. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Harlan, for getting us started. Awesome. Okay. So we want to take your names for those who would like to share on this paragraph, but just a friendly reminder, if you've shared in the last 3 days, if you could please step back and allow others to share their experience, strength, and hope as well. So namely, today is Thursday, so Wednesday, if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday on any of the Vision for You meetings, if you would let others share first, that would be awesome. Okay, so who would like to share on what was read?
Katie G. from Boston.
Katie
Melissa
G. Larry, Melissa. There was somebody before Katie G.
Kelly,
I might have missed. Okay, Kelly, gotcha.
Tina S.
Janice P.M.
That's Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else that I missed? Okay, great lineup here. Katie G., Larry K., Melissa C., Kelly S., Tina S., and Janice P.M. All right, Katie, please go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Katie G., recovered in Boston, and really wonderful to be here. You know, I looked up some words. So tremendous means huge, enormous, and impressive. And it really is huge, enormous, and impressive. Ever since I was a little girl, I believed that. And that's not my line, Amy. I don't know what that noise is. I believed that if I could just be a certain weight, if I could just fit in a certain body, I would be okay. I believed the lie that if I were, I'm sorry, Amy, that's super distracting. Can I just ask for that noise to be cleared?
We don't hear anyone.
Hi, this is Katie G. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can, Katie.
Okay. I don't know where I started. I don't know where I ended. I'm just going to start somewhere. All right, I'm Katie G, and I'm recovered in Boston. So there is a solution. So there's one solution, right? There's a common solution. There aren't 100 solutions. There's one solution. Tremendous means huge, enormous, and impressive. And it is huge, enormous, and impressive that I'm a 45-year-old woman today, and I have compulsive eating. But I do not suffer from anorexia, bulimia, exercise bulimia. I have a life today. I can live the life that God has given me. I also want to point out that the solution is in here. It's on page 20. Sorry, don't mean to wreck it, but almost none of us like the self-searching, the leveling of our pride, the confession of shortcomings, which this process requires for its successful consummation. So this is required if I want to have a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. And that's the solution. By working these 12 steps, I get rocketed into God. I get rocketed into a fourth dimension where everything I used to live for was about my body weight. It was about feeling okay. It was about I'm a please love me-aholic. I'm a don't reject me-aholic. You know, everything was about filling that hole in my soul that I've had since I was a little girl. I needed a stiff hot fudge sundae on the way to school. And, you know, I have spent my life using diet soda, gum, caffeine, sugar, artificial sweeteners, the scale, my weight, exercise, bulimia, everything to feel okay. And I'm going to tell you, if you're new on this line, the reason this common solution is so important is because for today, I feel okay in my skin. For today, I have hope. And when I don't feel okay in my skin, I do exactly what the open reader said. I have a solution. I go to step 10. I do a 4 through 9. I make amends. And then what? Most importantly, I help others. I help my family. I fit myself to give maximum service to God and to those around me. And I'm so grateful to have been rescued. And I'm sorry for the crazy time. Hope any of that made sense to someone. And that with that, I pass. Thanks.
Absolutely, Katie. Thank you for your patience as we worked on those technical difficulties. I'm sorry, I was telling you to start again, but I was muted, so you did exactly right. So thank you so much for sharing, and we are going to move along. So that was Katie G from Boston. Larry K, you're up. Please go ahead.
Hi, Amy. Good morning. This is Larry K. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Chicago, and you know, it makes me think about this common solution. You know, there's, if we think about it, wherever you are in the world today, there's someone who, there's a compulsive overeater who doesn't know they're a compulsive overeater. They've never diagnosed themselves. And there's someone preparing this morning somewhere in the world, probably many people, to have gastric bypass surgery. I'm not judging. I'm just saying there is somebody, right? They don't know about this solution. There's someone, you know, that's going to be, you know, taking some sort of drug that's their solution today. You know, that's one of us. Presume they're one of us, okay, but they don't know it. And they're going to be injecting their belly with some, you know, with something. And that's their solution today. And we don't judge them. They're doing the best they can. There's someone dragging. There's a compulsive overeater, perhaps morbidly obese, that's dragging herself to the local gym once again, and that's their solution. And you know, there's I know somewhere in the world someone's getting ready to vomit because of what they ate last night, and that is their solution. And there's even someone with the best of intentions that is really hopeful and excited. They're going to start some form of therapy today, and therapy's terrific and it's wonderful, and I'm a big fan. Believe me, I'm a big fan of it. But that's their solution. And again, presuming that they're one of us, and we don't diagnose anybody. But so the point is there's lots of different perceived solutions. But for me, because I have the allergy and I accept who I am, and I can't stop once I start because of the allergy, and because I have this twist of the mind that will drive me back And once I, and even when I stop, I can't stop from starting once again. So thus I can't stay stopped. Just like all those people I mentioned, they can't stay stopped either. And they're looking for a solution. Boy, did I walk into Barnes & Noble so many times and I was looking for a solution there. And boy, did I seek out geographic solutions and all sorts of solutions. Thank God that we have this spiritual solution. And this spiritual solution you guys taught me was through the implementation of the 12 steps. And to learn it as a way of life and to do it imperfectly as only a human being will, right? But certainly to understand what I'm up against and to understand that I'm gonna have to embrace this notion of entire abstinence. And I'm gonna have to trust in a process, a spiritual process that I do not yet believe in, perhaps. And then I'm gonna have a way of life beyond my wildest dreams if I do. Not nirvana, but beyond my wildest dreams. That is sustainable, right? So to me, the gratitude that I have for that solution, all those other things, again, if you've engaged in those other things, welcome to the club. Who hasn't? We've sought out solutions, but none of those were the true solution for people of our variety. Thank goodness that we do have this spiritual solution, alignment with the higher power. With that, I pass. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Larry. That's Larry K. from Chicago. All right. Melissa C., you're up, followed by Kelly S. Please go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, hi. Thanks so much, Jamie. Thanks for your service this morning. My name is Melissa C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I live in New York. And, yeah, this is a great paragraph. And I, you know, when I look at this paragraph, I think about it in, you know, in yesterday's paragraph, what we read yesterday, how it's not just that we have this common problem that holds us together, although that's pretty significant, or have a shared problem. I have lots of people in my world. When we have a shared problem, there's this sense of connection with them. But sometimes that's like connecting over the worst possible thing, you know, that sort of venting and commiserating. And here, we have something so much greater than that. We've got a common problem, but we have something, a common solution. And what's so incredible about it is, first of all, it's that, you know, the solution is, although we require working with others and we require having fellowship and connection, our real solution is a relationship with our Creator. Like, that is the solution, that the entire book is written for the sole purpose of each person having their own personal awakening, their consciousness of their Creator, right, of our Creator. That's what this is about, to have a deep and effective spiritual experience. So it's got to be effective, meaning it's got to drive out, you know, the desire to eat compulsively. And that's my solution. But here's the thing, fellowship and support and is not just an asterisk to the program. It's not just an added bonus or an enhancement. They can't have an effective spiritual experience alone on a beach without doing it with you people. My solution is, I've been rescued. You know, I was a drowning passenger on that ship, and I was rescued. And my solution is, I've cultivated a relationship with my Creator. But in order to have this solution continue, I have to get back in the water and help with the rescuing of still others. And so that's what we join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is a program that requires me to do this with other people. It's not an independent study. And, you know, as much as I love my prayer and meditative practice, and I do, it's very, very important to me, it means nothing when I leave my prayer and meditation, I don't put out my hand and reach out to help other people, and I don't act in ways that are harmonious and brotherly. And so that's what I get here. I'm always like urged to look at myself. How can I grow and be more harmonious and more brotherly, you know, and more sisterly? And whoops, I know it's getting unmuted now, but I think I'm out of time just the same. And With that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Melissa C., can you all hear me?
I had ended. I hope that
okay.
I didn't get
we hear you.
Through the whole thing.
No, no. You were good, Melissa. You had time on the clock. Well done. Okay, awesome. Thank you, Melissa C. from New York.
Amy.
I just think I got muted for a second. No biggie. All righty. Thanks, Melissa. All right. Awesome. Moving along to Kelly S., followed by Tina S. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, guys. It's Kelly S., recovered compulsive eater in bulimic in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank you, Amy, for your service. I'm assuming I'm being heard.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Harlan, for getting us started. Appreciated your share so much and all the shares that came before. And just piggybacking on what everybody else has already said, the tremendous fact that for every one of us is we've discovered a common solution. The problem for me was I didn't really know what the problem was. And Harlan had said that too. You know, I didn't know that I suffered from a disease. And so I was searching and searching and searching for to fix something that I didn't even know, right? And I love to say to myself, I have a dis-ease. I have a dis-ease. So what the real problem was yes, I have a dis-ease, but I have a spiritual malady. The book makes that clear. And so food was my solution. And for years I didn't hear that until I started listening to Vision for You and people saying that. And I was like, wait, what? I thought food and my weight was my problem. All this time I'd been turning to it for a solution, and now I have to start looking in a different way. So what is the solution? Like it's been said, it's been a relationship with God. And that was like, wait, that was definitely not what I was looking for. I was looking for a better diet, right? A different food plan. And even in these rooms, I always like to share and speak to the person maybe out there like me who's been in these rooms for decades. You know, I just thought if I made more calls, right, if I got a better food plan, if I got a better sponsor, if I went to more meetings, more disciplines, more tools. I'm going to tell you guys, those are important, and I do them daily, but those aren't the solution. The book makes it clear, like mm-hmm. Melissa said, that in We Agnostics, the entire point of this book is a relationship with God because I don't know how to handle life. And so this is a common solution, this connection with God that for decades I didn't understand. I just thought God was going to help me with my weight and eating. No, I'm putting the food down to get a connection and relationship with God because that's the solution to life. So I don't have to pick up food again and do those crazy behaviors that I get into. And it's going to take action. Yes, I spend time, but I do need you guys. And the great news, this is hope. This is the hope. My sponsor says to me, we have to have desperation and hope. I have to think there's a way out of here. I'm telling you, if you're a newcomer, if you're a relapser, the great news is there's hope. There is a solution. You've got to put the food down. You've got to work it like the big book says. And I'm telling you guys, you get this connection and relationship with God. It took me over 30 years to understand that this is a design for living. It's not a design for weight loss or food control or body control. It's a design for living. But I got to put the food down and get this solution, this connection and relationship with God. And I want to give you hope. Today I have almost 2 years of recovered abstinence. I'm neutral, and I'm showing up different. I'm trying to be a different person, living by spiritual principles, and that in itself is a miracle. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Kelly, and congratulations. Awesome. Tina S. from Florida, you are up. Please go ahead, followed by Janice.
Hi, Tina S., recovered compulsive eater, anorexic in Florida. Thanks so much, Amy, for your service. What a great paragraph. I, too, was just, you know, shaking my head when everybody was sharing. Just, I so belong. And I love that this is a tremendous fact and that the definition was given, you know, and that we have a common solution. And I also agree with, you know, I have to know what my problem is before I can even, you know, attempt to for a solution. And you know, my problem today is, and it tells me on page 45, is lack of my dilemma is lack of power. And then and that this book is going to show me how to get to a power that will solve my problem. You know, it will solve my problem. And I love it talks about, you know, this is the great news. this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. And then it says that, you know, we're going to join in this brotherly and harmonious action. You know, there's action to be done. You know, I have to take steps. You know, I have to work the steps. I have to take some action. I have to do the deal, you know, and I'm so grateful that there are people before me that have really done this stuff and they've found a solution, you know, and they're armed with the facts, you know, and then today I can be free. And that's what I'm here for, to be free of this, you know, allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind. You know, I keep those allergic foods, alcoholic foods out of my body, and then I work the steps on this mind because I have this mind daily and I am powerless daily, you know, and so I work the steps the best that I can so that I can get to be free. And then, you know, bottom line is if I don't give this thing away, I won't keep it. So I too, you know, I'm trudging the road with y'all, and I'm really looking forward to hear some more shares. With that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Tina F. from Florida. Janice PM, before you go, just a friendly reminder to everyone, we are on page 17 in the chapter There Is a Solution on the third paragraph, and I'll be ready to take some names after Janice PM goes. So please go ahead, Janice.
And thank you so much, Amy. My name is Janice PM. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I live in Massachusetts. Yeah, what a meeting so far, and I might be just piggybacking on a lot of us. You know, it was mentioned about the dis-ease, and I said, I don't have a disease, but yet I was absolutely not at ease at all with my life. Something was always wrong. I was always dissatisfied. I used to blame others. When I came, my ideas were so twisted. If you were Irish, then you stayed thin. If you were Italian, like myself, that's why I'm heavy. That's why I eat. I mean, my mind was so sick. I was always reacting negatively. But now this tells us that this is extraordinary, the tremendous, extraordinary fact. It's not an opinion, and I've had a lot of opinions about what to eat, what not to eat, how to eat, what program to use, and I used to hear a lot of opinions too. But you see, this paragraph, this program of recovery, which is the action acting and finding that power, which will solve all my problems, not just my food problem, all my problems. How can that be? How can that be great news? How can that be a way out just for a solution? Well, that's what it says. A solution there is, which means there's an answer. I have an answer. We have an answer to all our problems. That's impossible. No, it is not. And, you know, this is a fact. It's not an opinion. Every single one of us here that have the gift of recovery can vouch for this. It's our experience, which is tremendous. That's the great news because, like Bill, and I was seemed hopeless many a times. I was out of ideas to solve, and I searched for the answer, for results, my way. So if you're like me and you're unable, because I was unable to manage the most earnest desire, I really meant it. I want to stop. I'm not going to eat again. You wait and see. I'll go away. I'll go on vacation, and I don't have to do anything, so I won't get nervous and blah, blah, I won't eat. I have so many, you know, but I had the earnest desire in my head to never take another bite, you know, and like was said, I stopped many times. Many pills, many methods, but I couldn't stay stopped. So our fellowship here, especially this meeting, supports us. Thank you very much. But the program of recovery changes us. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Janice PM from Massachusetts. Okay, so we're going to take some names again. Who else would like to share? Page 17, third paragraph.
Ken W. H.
Nadia B.
Freya H.
W. H. Nadia B.
Nancy R.
Freya. Freya H.
Joanne P.
R. Joanne P. Okay.
Emily L.
Emily L. I think.
Yes.
Yep, got it. I think I need to hold there, and then we'll see what we've got left. So I've got Ken W.H., Nadia B., Freya, ooh, I think it was A, Nancy R., Joanne P., Emily L. Okay, Ken W.H., please go ahead.
Thank you, Amy. This is Ken W.H., recovered compulsive eater in North Carolina. This is just my opinion of things, and all I can share is what I've known or understand as best of my ability. For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, the solution has been around. Because the solution is God, I believe that absolutely. Program that I follow today is God-given. God has had this solution in mind, and has even, as far as I'm concerned, told us what the solution is a long, long time ago. And we pray it. I pray it every morning. The third step, relieve me of the bondage of self. And there it is. It's me. It's me. It's my illness. It's my stuff that has always interfered with that relationship and stood in the way of that solution working for me today. I'm so grateful that the solution got put into language that I could access with this particular disease that I have. And for that, I'm grateful. It is nothing new. The solution's been around a long, long, long time. It just didn't break through the way I needed it to until certain individuals have written this book and put together these concepts in a way that this compulsive overeater could access. But the solution has been around for a long, long time. And God made that clear a long, long time ago. All I have to do is surrender and turn the will of my will and my life over to the care of that power so much greater than myself. I pass.
Thank you so much, Ken W.H. from North Carolina. Nadia B., you're up, followed by Freya. Please go ahead, Nadia.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for your service. Nadia B., I'm gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Connecticut. And as I'm listening today, I was thinking, what a lineup. You know, those are the voices that I've been hearing for the, you know, when I first came into this meeting, which is 10 years ago, and the same voices I heard today. And I am so grateful I found this solution. And I was thinking, you know, this program doesn't need a promoter like me, but I was, you know, if I've been here for 10 years and I've heard these voices, you know, there's definitely a solution we can all agree on. And what a gift, you know. I am so grateful I've called in today and heard those voices, and the solution still works for me, you know, a few years in. And yeah, we can definitely agree on this. And you know, like the first speaker said, there are, I think, 200, somewhere close to 200 meetings or different addictions that are, you know, successfully treated by this solution. And for me, you know, thankfully, it's not a sleep surgery or, you know, antidepressant or group therapy, whatever that is. There is a solution. There is a God of my understanding that helps me with my living problem, and therefore my eating problem is not, you know, I don't suffer from that anymore. I am so grateful, you know, for the lengthy period of abstinence I have, but also for this God that loves me unconditionally, and, you know, I could find it with you through this program. Oh my goodness. So good. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Nadia. Nadia, where are you from again? I missed that. What state? So they can find you on the contact list. Oh, no biggie. All right.
Connecticut, sorry.
Oh, Connecticut. Got it. Thank you, Nadia. I know you got your hands full, girl. All right. Freya H., followed by Nancy R. Please go ahead, Freya.
Thank you, Amy. Freya H., recovered food addict, bulimic restrictor in Colorado. And wow, what great shares. Thank you. This paragraph really jumps out to me because it has two back-to-back really bold statements. One is, we have a way out, which is amazing. But the other one that really, really gets me is that it says that we can absolutely agree on this way out. We can agree on this common solution. And that is a really important, for me, I have to treat it like a promise and also as an ideal that I am in agreement with my fellows and that I am not seeking to debate and figure out what's the best way to do this. Because in my experience in recovery, there has been a lot of unrest over how do we work this program? How do we implement this solution? And it has caused, you know, there's a lot of factions of OA. There's so many different approaches. It can feel very divisive. And so when I read this paragraph, I want this to be my reality is, oh yeah, am I striving to agree? Am I looking for what we have in common rather than what we, you know, our differences of opinion or our differences of approaches to these steps. And I have the amazing privilege of getting to go to a World Service Business Conference of Overeaters Anonymous, which takes place next week. And it is a place where, you know, where people come together to try to fulfill this group conscience of OA as a whole and to make decisions. And it, you know, tradition two says that we have but one authority, and that is a loving God as expressed through our group conscience. And so being able to partake in a group conscience is not always easy. In fact, it can be, you know, tempers mm-hmm. can flare and all these differences of opinion come up and people can, it really can trigger, you know, trigger a lot of the character defects. But I think for me, it's so good to remember that the reason why I get upset about this stuff is because I care, because this stuff really, really matters to me. And that's a beautiful gift. And then to go back to tradition too, that, oh yeah, this is about letting God express God's self through this group conscience, and God, please make me a channel of that. So I'm just grateful to be able to share on this meeting and to be all with all of you and just taking a look at how do these words apply to me today. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Freya H. from Colorado, and thank you for your service at the business conference. All right, Nancy R. followed by Joanna P. Go ahead, Nancy.
Good morning. It's Nancy R. from Northwest Illinois, a recovered compulsive overeater. I am so grateful that there is a solution, and that there's a common solution, and that common solution is a relationship, a deep spiritual experience, and a spiritual relationship with my higher power. I have been looking at. Looking at old family videos that had transferred to digital, and I was just looking at some this morning too, and you know, I'm just seeing the obvious physical consequences of this illness that I've had my whole life. And so these were what I'm looking at from the 90s, and they're wonderful to watch. And I'm really seeing how this disease can just overtake me and how all my other solutions weren't working. Even when I was in OA, you know, 20 odd years ago, and I would get abstinence and some relief and then relapse again because I wasn't in the solution. I could put down the food and get the addictive substances out of my body. But eventually my addict mind would just be too much and I would pick up again. And this common solution of working the steps and building and continuing to grow my relationship with my higher power has made the difference. I am so grateful today. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy R. Nancy, I didn't get where you were from, please. What state? I didn't hear you say.
Illinois.
There we go. Thank you so much. All right. Joanne P., followed by Emmy L. Please go ahead, Joanne.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joanne P. from Pennsylvania, and I'm so grateful. Yeah. To be here and for all of you and the beautiful shares that I've heard today and for this book, right, for this big book and this paragraph really just says it all. Common solution is a tremendous fact that we do have this common solution. It's right here in our book. It's our 12 steps. And we work these 12 steps to just with humility to get rid of the pride. I came into this program not having any idea that I had a disease and am so thankful for what I have learned by working with all of you and joining in brotherly and harmonious action, working with others, but most of all to have abandoned myself to my higher power because I was trying to do everything myself. And the purpose of these 12 steps, in my opinion, is just to dissolve my ego. And I love our step 10 that helps me when I'm trying to do it again myself, And this paragraph gives us so much hope because it is great news. And we can carry the message, right, by working with others. And our success depends upon our relationship with our higher power. And I'm just grateful to say that I am a recovered compulsive overeater by the grace of God and by the grace of you all. So thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Joanne P. from PA. All right, Emily L., you're up, and then we'll have time for maybe two more folks. Please go ahead, Emily.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Emily L., and I am a compulsive overeater. I started going to meetings this month will be a year. I was doing really well, but I was on a diet. And I have been relapsing horribly. And my therapist, who's very much about the 12 steps, recommended I come to this meeting. I've been going to the 10 o'clock, but I needed to hear the meeting this morning. I hear at the 7 o'clock because, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I've been listening to Harlan on recordings, and I always wondered if he was still in the program, and my brain would go to, well, of course he's not. Nobody can stay on this. And to hear him this morning has given me such hope that I can finally, maybe, hopefully, recover from this insanity that I've been living. And so I want to thank him. I want to thank all of you. What you said is very encouraging this morning. And I just needed to say that. So I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily. Where are you from, hon?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Awesome. Thank you for your share. Okay, we have time for two people. If you want to split the 5 minutes.
Kathy S.
Ginger C.
Kathy S. Ginger C. 2.5 minutes each. Please go ahead, Kathy.
Thanks, Amy. This is Kathy S., recovered compulsive overeater in Georgia. And what I love about this paragraph are some words that really stand out, like common and brotherly and harmonious, words that really were key to my recovery. It's the idea of connection. Connection first. I have to get that connection very clear with God. And that's by working the steps and continuing to work the steps through step 10. And then also the brotherly connection, that connection with others that also comes through the 10th step and all the steps, steps 8 and 9. And it just kind of prompts me, like I started thinking about, you know, that connection with God really needs to be very clear and very strong. And the idea of harmony, it's agreeably related. So I think about what would it take to have a harmonious relationship. It's constant surrender of my self will and my ideas, my resentments, and thy will be done. It would require a lot of trust. Not only do I need to trust my fellows, but I need to trust God and just really rely. I can't do this stuff on my own. And action, you know, harmonious action. We can't have harmony just sitting side by side. You know, we have to do something. And it also requires to be more than one, that, you know, I can't harmony. I can sit there and hum, I guess, but if nobody's hearing it, there's really not a harmony happening. It's about working together. And it reminds me of tradition one, how unity, it's the idea of unity in this common welfare. And it's just, that's what it takes. And I just really appreciate the opportunity to share, and I will pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Kathy S. from Georgia. Perfect timing. Ginger C., you're up and you'll take us out. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you, Amy, for your service. This is Ginger C., a real compulsive overeater in Colorado. And I just have to say thank you because this is the first time I came into Vision 2015. And hearing this meeting this morning was such a God thing. For the first time in my heart, I just feel something, just such love for all of you guys and this amazing program that two beautiful women started for all of us. And I'm really blown away this morning, you guys, and I just love you all. And I'm so grateful you keep coming back. I heard so many of my friends from the beginning. And you're still here and you haven't stopped. And I just can't thank you enough. So I just love you and I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ginger C. Glad you're here with us too. All right, I actually have, we have 2 minutes. Would someone like to share for 2 minutes? No one wants to take up on a 2 minute share.
Hi, this is Maisie. Could I just say something?
Maisie, go ahead. You've got a little less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, I won't need that. But I just want to say, this is my third day coming, and I just want to say I am so grateful for this meeting. I'm just so overwhelmed with how many people, so delighted. So many people reached out to me after I gave my phone number to welcome me and encourage me, and so many thoughtful words, and I just can't thank you enough. So I'll be here. This is going to be one of my dedicated meetings. I'm giving up all steps important to me, but this is more important. So Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Well, on that note, Macy, we welcome you. Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous. Welcome home. We are so glad you are here. And on that note, I'd like to thank everyone who shared. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following this closing. The share ID for today, Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, Vision for You meeting is 21,368. That's 21368. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Tamara C., can you please read A Vision for You?
Yeah, I would be honored. This is Tamara C., recovered compulsive overeater in Missouri. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you, Tamara. Just waiting for those magic words.